7 U.S. prisoners of war were freed today in Iraq. The 6 men and 1 woman were released to U.S. Marines heading towards Saddam Hussein's hometown of Tikrit. The American troops had been held captive for 22 days. NPR's Steve Inskeep is at the headquarters of the 1st Marine Expeditionary Force in Iraq. Steve, tell us how this unfolded today.
It happened by accident in a way, John. U.S. Marines and the U.S. Army have been looking all over Iraq, everywhere they've gone, for these prisoners of war. But today, someone effectively brought the prisoners to them. The Marines were advancing toward Tikrit. There was a unit, a reconnaissance unit, that was moving forward and then setting up a position from which it could cover the advance of another portion of the unit. And as the Marines were there, they were approached, we're told, by at least one Iraqi, carrying the message that there were some Iraqi soldiers who wanted to surrender. And not only that, the Iraqi soldiers wanted to give up these prisoners that they had. Of course, the Marines raced in to grab the 7 prisoners and put them on a helicopter and get them back to this major military base where I am now, south of Baghdad.
Mm-hmm. So they were simply released, no bargaining by the U.S. with Iraqis to obtain their freedom.
Not as far as we know, although the details aren't that complete, John. And I should mention that we're being told here that initial reports can always be a little bit wrong or even a lot wrong. But this is the best understanding we have of how this happened. It was simply Iraqis who were in a military unit who said that they had been abandoned by their officers. The Iraqis in that circumstance preferred to simply give up, and they happened to have these prisoners in their possession.
Mm-hmm. And all the freed prisoners appear to be in reasonably good condition.
Got a look at them. Some reporters did here at this base as they arrived on a helicopter today, John, and a number of them were in such good shape that they actually ran off the helicopter, jogged across the tarmac to an ambulance that was waiting to take them to a plane to take them out of the country. And other than needing a shave, several of them looked great. There were a couple that did not look to be in the best of shape, but all of them are described by military officials as being in good condition.
Mm-hmm. And any word on how they'd been treated by the Iraqis?
We don't have a lot of details yet. I would expect some of those details to come out in the next couple of days. There are a couple of reporters who've been given permission to interview these prisoners, and we should, before too long, see what they had to say about their captivity. These folks had been in captivity, as you said, for more than 3 weeks. 5 of them were taken prisoner in an ambush of a supply convoy, a U.S. Army convoy near the city of Nasiriyah. And U.S. officials initially denounced their treatment because they were shown on television, for one thing, and for another thing, the International Red Cross never got a good look in to assess their condition. The other 2 were Apache helicopter pilots who were captured after their helicopter went down not far from Baghdad. Again, U.S. officials were very concerned about their condition. There was concern about whether they were alive or dead. And so you can imagine the relief of family members and others around the world to see that not only are they alive, but in reasonably good shape.
NPR's Steve Inskeep is at the headquarters of the U.S. Marine Expeditionary Force in Iraq. Thanks very much, Steve.
You're welcome, John.